I should mention that Charles Faudre, who I have interviewed, can be heard elsewhere on this website.
Oh, wonderful.
And then he has died now. We're in January here, and he died in December of 2013. A great loss to our community.
Yes.
How did you two become friends?
I was singing for a fundraiser that Charles was a part of. He came up and asked me, where are you going to be singing in that beautiful Oklahoma accent of his? Where are you going to be singing? I need to hear you again. So I told him I was doing a concert that Sunday at one of the churches in Broken Arrow. So he and a group of friends showed up and they covered the front row. This is what he did always. He covered the front row. He's been a great supporter all these years. He started to follow me wherever I was going to be. He would be there. He even came to Paris when I did my concert over there with a group of friends. So you know Charles, you know that's the way he is. He asked me, I guess maybe a year, a few months after that, he'd been having some health problems. So he asked me, would I sing for his funeral? We were not close friends at that time. And I said, oh, sure, yes, I'd love to. So he paid me almost 20 years ago.
Is that right?
To sing for his funeral. Yes, he did. And so while he was very ill, I talked to him 2 days before he passed. I called to see how he was doing, and he was telling me he was doing fine because the medicine was making him feel better. So he said, well, you remember you promised to sing for my funeral? I said, yeah. He said, well, we got a contract, and I already paid you. I said, and I said, okay, friend, yes, yes, yes. Okay, I will do that. I said, but just leave me alone right now, because I knew he was very ill. And I just didn't really want to talk about it. I told someone, and I don't mean this callously, if this had happened maybe 20 years ago, it would have been a lot easier. But that was the most difficult thing I've ever had to do. It was almost as difficult as singing for my mother's funeral.
Because you'd become that fond of him.
We've been such friends, and he'd call you early in the morning, and periodically, we'd make a date to have lunch so we could just catch up and see what's going on. And I'd drop by his shop. We were just good friends, very good friends.
What song did you sing at his funeral?
It was one of his favorites, His Eyes on the Sparrow. The people in charge at the church suggested that I do a hymn.
So you sang two songs?
Yes. And the second one was most difficult.
That was tough.
Yeah. Lonnie came along to play. Lonnie Liggett is a music person in the community. He has been for many years. He had the Greenwood Studios. He worked a lot with the symphony. He still does work a lot with symphonies. He's classically trained, but I told him I corrupted him because he plays gospel as well now.